This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Jeff Lowenfeld this morning, and he's probably going to shock you on quite a few things that he has to say about the new technology of gardening. Number one today was don't rototill your garden. And if you're just tuning us in, you're saying, what? I just bought a rototiller. What am I going to do with it? I've always rototilled a garden. Well, Jeff wants you to know that rototilling will damage and possibly even destroy all of the colonies of bacteria and mycorrhizae, fungi that's in the soil that makes your plants grow. So, Jeff,
plus, it's a lot of work.
Exactly. I mean, rototilling has always been part of gardening.
Right. Well, it hasn't always been part of gardening. The reason why we rototill is actually because of an English lawyer back in the time of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and Ben Franklin and all those guys. And his name was Jethro Tull. We like to think it's a modern rock band, but in fact, Jethro Tull was the guy that invented rototilling. And why did he invent rototilling? Because back then, everybody believed that plant roots literally ate soil particles. And so his sharp mind came up with the idea, well, gee, let's make it easier for them to eat by pulverizing it, making the particles smaller, and therefore plants can eat it quicker. So, yeah, it was great, and he invented rototilling, and people like Thomas Jefferson read his work. And so they adopted it here in the United States, in the colonies. And it worked here because we were taking old-growth forests that had fungally-dominated soils and converting them into bacterially-dominated soils for farming, and that's what you need to have for farming. But you only have to rototill that one time to create the bacterial dominance by destroying the fungal. And after that, you're just sort of wasting your time and energy and, in fact, destroying the soil structure. So people always ask me, okay, well, if I don't rototill, what? How do I plant? Well, and I always say, well, if you're planting a seed, you use a pencil to disturb that much soil and drop the seed in. Or take a 2x4 and pull it down the row. That's all you have to disturb. You don't need to tear up the entire garden to plant that little 1-inch strip that you're putting in. So you just don't need to rototill. And if you don't believe me, you need to go to Anchorage, Alaska. I've been telling my readers for the past 25 or 30 years not to rototill, and people don't rototill there. And we have what I believe to be some of the finest gardens in the world, and I believe that partly to be because we don't rototill. We team with the microbes, and you should too.
Exactly. And you have the two major fertilizer companies, organic, in this country, Dr. Earth from California, and they're all over the country. And the thing that amazed me, I was at a trade show and I was looking at their packaging. Mm-hmm. Products like bone meal, cottonseed meal, bat guano, and all of these kind of a organic type fertilizers, when I first started working in this industry when you bought bone meal, you were getting just bone meal. And what Dr. Earth has done is they have added 23 different types of bacillus and mycorrhizae to bone meal, cottonseed meal, bat guano, compost maker.
Mm-hmm.
They even add it in their potting soils and all mm-hmm. of their fertilizer blends. And then you have a company like Espoma that makes Holytone and Plantone that a lot of us use, and they're adding 13 different types of microbes to their products. So
right,
when you get
right.
the two biggest companies in the country adding it, you know that it's got to work.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. Well, you know, because I always tell people, gee, when you write books on this stuff and people actually buy them, then you know there's some interest in this. But yeah, those two companies have been doing this for a long, long, long time. They've really been on board. And when you add these kind of microbes into the system, you are just making your soil. It's like putting, you know, a little bit of oil in your engine. You know, you're making that soil food web just hum. You're adding a little bit of diversity. You're adding things that we know work. And trust me, folks, if you want to be an organic gardener, it's the soil and the fertilizer. That's it. And it's very simple. You use great soil, you know, and good fertilizers, and you're going to be there. It's so simple to do because the soil contains all of these microbes. And then, of course, if you add more in, and that is something that I advocate quite a bit. So, again, in the first book, which is Teeming with Microbes, we talk to people about using mulches, composts, and compost teas. And then I had to add a third book to add in mycorrhizal fungi. If you use those four things, you can return a chemical garden to an organic state, and then you can maintain an organic garden for the rest of your life. Very, very simple. So you use the mulches, compost teas, and I guess now we also make compost extracts and mycorrhizal fungi. Those are the things you need to have a great organic garden.
Now, I'm looking at the label on one of the Dr. Earth products,
yeah.
and they have endo and they have ecto mycorrhizae.
Right.
What's the
That's
difference
right.
between the endo and the ecto?
Right. Well, Dr. Earth, as I like to call them, they are very smart because there are seven kinds of mycorrhizal fungus or fungi, but there are two that make a difference to the gardener and the yarden. The first are the endomycorrhizal fungi. These are the ones that appeared on Earth 200 million years ago, and they associate mostly with your row crops, vegetables, your annual flowers, some trees and some bushes as well. But certainly the things that you plant in the garden use endo. And Dr. Earth has arranged to get all of the known endomycorrhizal fungi that we're able to manufacture and put it into their goods. And those will immediately associate with a root and begin to form these wonderful relationships that will feed the plant, and you can go fishing and not have to work so hard, and you're going to have really terrific stuff. So the endo is what's basically used in your garden. The ecto is what's used basically on trees and shrubs, et cetera. And you can find out which kind of mycorrhizal fungi your particular plants like by reading the third book, because I outlined which are good for what. In that book. And the mixture of the two just ensures that particular product can be used all over the yard. All over the yard. And I should make one other distinction. The endomycorrhizal fungi are basically invisible. You have to stain them and look at a microscope to be able to really see them. The ecto are the ones that are very visible. You can sometimes see the individual hyphae, and they produce a fruiting body which you can see. So mushrooms, not all mushrooms, but many, many mushrooms, are the fruiting bodies of the mycorrhizal fungi network that's underneath your yard. So the Amanita muscaria, which is that little Alice in Wonderland mushroom that you know, it's red, it's got this little white dots on it, it's very, very poisonous.
Right.
If that doesn't grow around birch trees in Anchorage, Alaska, birch trees are dying. It's the mycorrhizal fungi that feeds the birch trees in Anchorage. Wow. Who knew? But that's what it is. And so all of this stuff has been coming into light. Now, this mycorrhizal fungi stuff may be really strange to a lot of your listeners. Certainly not strange to Dr. Earth and, you know, a lot of your sponsors, you know, it's Black Cow and, you know, all of these guys use this stuff. The reason is because we couldn't produce them in the laboratory until about 1950 or 60. And it was very, very hard to get them to grow. Well, if you can't grow them in the laboratory, you can't develop a product to sell. So we also used to think that they were everywhere and you didn't need to add them to the soil. And now we're learning that, in fact, you do. A tremendous amount of lab work is being done on mycorrhizal fungi.
Just incredible. If you have a question for Jeff, now is your chance. The number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Talk to Nathan. And again, if you are curious on organic gardening, you've got the king of all the organic gardeners right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center. And to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is my pleasure this morning to have Jeff Lowenfeld. He is from Anchorage, Alaska, and you may think, a garden in Anchorage? They sure do. I have seen some of the most incredible gardens in Anchorage, Alaska, and other cities that you can't imagine. But Jeff has written three books, and it's something that if you want to make your yard, your garden, your lawn, your shrubs and your trees grow better with a lot less work, it's something that you should look into. Now, Jeff, tell us the difference between the three books and their names.
Sure. And incidentally, I was just looking at the Paul Parent website, and you know, as you go through all of your guys here, I mean, my goodness, Neptune Harvest? Yeah, as you know, I mean, all of these people are compatible with the microbial system. So let me go through the books. The first one is called Teeming with Microbes. It came out in 2006. It shocked me because it was just a book that I wrote because I needed to write this book. It was an explanation of how this whole soil food web system works. It's the science behind organic gardening. And it was so complicated wherever I read it that I decided I needed to put it into what I call garden column style. Simple, you know, very easy to understand. It might even make you laugh a little bit. You know, just a simple book that will tell you exactly how the soil food web works. And it's called Teaming, T-E-A-M, Teaming with Microbes, the Organic Gardener's Guide to the Soil Food Web. And now, gosh, it must be a 216th printing, translated into nine languages. This is a book that you're going to want to get. And in fact, I always tell people, I guarantee this book. If you buy it, if you don't like it, I'll buy it back at three times the price. So, now, the second book, Teaming with Nutrients, is a book that explains how the food gets inside a plant, how the nutrients get inside a plant, and what happens to them once they get in there. It is an unbelievable world inside a plant, and it's not really something that most gardeners have a deep understanding about. So when you finish this book, you end up with not only a scientific background in terms of what fertilizers to use and why it makes a difference to use them. You know, why do you need phosphorus? Well, you know, the basic reason why you need phosphorus is because it's in what's known as ATP. ATP is the energy currency of the world. And if you don't have ATP, you can't make enzymes, you can't make leaves, you can't make tomatoes. And ATP, the P in ATP, is phosphorus. So, oh, okay, now you know why you need phosphorus. Boron. You need boron because if you don't have three molecules of boron, you're not going to get a flower tube forming and you won't get flowers. So you won't get a tomato. Oh, who knew that? But only a little teeny bit's needed. So that book's called Teeming with Nutrients. And they gave it a subtitle, The Organic Gardener's Guide to Optimizing Plant Nutrition, which is quite a mouthful. So I just say Teeming with Nutrients. And then along comes the third book, which just came out, busted down about 2 or 3 weeks ago, called Teeming with Fungi. And this is the book on mycorrhizal fungi. When I wrote the first book, I had about a paragraph on mycorrhizal fungi as part of the soil food web. I had to revise the first book to add a chapter on mycorrhizal fungi several years later. And then only about 2 or 3 years later, I decided that there was so much new information on these wonderful gardening aids that it was time to write an entire book just on them. So it's called the Teeming Trilogy. My name is Lloyd Jones. I call myself Lord of the Roots. And Teeming with Microbes is the first one. It's the one people want to start with. And Teeming with Fungi is the last one, but by all means, you need to read them. And you don't need to go buy them in the library. I'm not trying to necessarily sell the books, although I'd love you to buy them. This is important stuff. When that first book was reviewed, the review said this was the most important gardening book written in the past 25 years and maybe ever. Well, I almost fell off my chair when I read that. But I give lectures all around the country on the soil food web, and I am stunned at how many people come up to me, like a Mick Jagger or somebody, and say, "You have changed my life. When I read that book, it just changed the way I did everything." And I guarantee that if people get Teeming with Microbes, that's exactly what's going to happen. Same thing with the other books as well. They're well worth reading. You don't have to buy them. You can get them at your library.
But it's Teeming with Microbes, Teeming with Nutrients, and Teeming with Fungi. We're going to take a break, Jeff. When we come back, we have Kevin that has a question for you.
Great.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Jeff Lowenfels. Jeff is a garden writer, and he is in the Garden Writers Hall of Fame for the three books that he has written about the microbes, your soil, your plants, and how to garden organically. And you can cut back tremendously on the amount of fertilizer that you're adding to your garden and have better production, better looking plants, vegetables that will keep longer, flowers that will bloom longer, and a lot more. And we've been talking about the mycorrhizae. Now, Jeff, we have Kevin from New Hampshire that has a question for you. Kevin,
sure.
Good
Hi,
morning.
Kevin.
Yes, good morning.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Okay, super. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate you having Mr. Lowenfels on. It's a good pleasure to hear you, Mr. Lowenfels. I'm looking forward to reading your books. I've been
thank you.
Reading quite a bit over the years. Have you ever heard of a man by the name of Tompkins and Baird? They wrote a book in the 70s called The Secret Life of Plants.
I have.
Have you read the book?
I certainly have. It was very controversial when it came out, and I think it's been revised maybe about a couple of years ago, because a lot of the things that it said, basically the thought was that, plants are kind of alive like people are.
And it
was very, very controversial at the time.
Well, I read the book, and I read some of the things in Mr. Redfield's Celestine Prophecy about the Vicente Estate down in Peru, where they do lots of plant life studies, which brings me my question. You mentioned earlier about how to bring a forested type of soil into production for food plants and stuff. My family has land near Hanover in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and I'm interested in taking some of the land and obviously growing an organic garden on it. But I don't really want to take down all the trees.
Right.
I have a companion planting chart and some other information on which, obviously, plant life supports which plant life and beneficial and so on and so forth. How do you have any data in your books on how to use the trees, like you just mentioned, with the birch trees. I know those little red mushrooms with the dots on them. It's like, oh, wow, what are they from? Now I know what they're for.
Right.
So I'm thinking to myself, I've got to ask this guy, can I, like, use, I don't know, maybe a maple tree as my pole plant for my pole beans instead of taking it down? Will it harm the plant? Will there be too much hay?
Yeah,
what type of spacing should I use? I can take my answer off the air if you'd like.
Well, it's an interesting question, and I'm not sure that the answer I'm going to give you is the one that you want. But when you read the first book, Teeming with Microbes, what you discover is that there are two kinds of nitrogen that are produced, and plants can use either of these two kinds of nitrogen, either nitrates or ammonia. And they can use either one, but they prefer one over the other, and they always do better if they're growing in the kind of soil that has the microbes that provide the kind of nitrogen that they like. And so the big distinction is between fungal and bacteria, and trees grow in fungally dominated soil, whereas the things that you want to eat, you know, other than fruits that come from trees, like to grow in bacterially dominated soil. So if you try to grow a bean or a pea in an area where trees are growing, you may have some problems doing that. Now, we can reverse that just for fun. Let's just sort of reverse that. On the other hand, if you have an area that has no trees, you can change that to be able to grow trees by adding the right mycorrhizal fungi and increasing the fungal content of that soil. So
if I had an unhealthy tree, that would also help the tree to become more healthy. I have a dwarf apple tree that's like 25 feet tall that I haven't taken care of for a number of years.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can just take some great compost and put it around underneath the drip line of that tree. You know, you can get some Dr. Earth or something of that sort, or black gold, put the leaves down. Do you take the leaves and the apples away from that tree every fall?
No, I haven't been able to take care of it for a number of years, but that's why I'm planning on going out and getting your books, because this is going to become my responsibility now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so what you'll learn in the book is how to properly mulch it, how to properly compost around the tree. Maybe a little aeration might be needed. I don't know. And then you won't have to take care of the tree ever again, because it'll be taking care of itself fully.
So all I have to do is...
But it's very difficult. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. I appreciate it. I was thinking about just doing the basic maintenance and stuff in relation to the trees. So obviously I can't have the plants growing with the trees, but I'll still be able to, like, pick and choose which ones I have to actually harvest out to have enough room for the rows and so on and so forth.
That's right. And you don't necessarily have to have rows. You can have a raised bed. So there are ways to garden among the trees. There's even a way where you take an old tree trunk. I think it's called Hugel gardening. You know, the tree trunk falls down.
Mm-hmm. I heard about that.
Yes, yes. So it's all very interesting stuff, but it doesn't matter. You know, it's a good call for two reasons. One, it's a good question, but second, it doesn't matter what kind of gardening you do, whether you do perennial gardening, trees. It's all the soil food web, and if you understand how the soil food web works, you can be presented with a new plant you've never seen before and know exactly what you need to do for it.
What do you think, Kevin? Is that all? Does that answer your question? Okay, Kevin dropped, and I'm sure he got a lot out of your explanation. For people that have an established garden and they want to bring the microbes into it, there's a company called Espoma, which is a great company, and they have a product called Biotone Starter Plus. And it's a 4-3-3 fertilizer, but it's got 13 different microbes in it. So is this a way that they could just broadcast it through the vegetable or flower beds, perennials, and get the microbes to really take hold?
Absolutely. First of all, I think this is the oldest organic company in the United States of America. They were organic from word go. Their products are spectacular. You put the product down, the microbes will work their way in. Or, you know, when you're transplanting, you can put a little bit of what I call banding. In the second book, Teeming with Nutrients, I not only talk about, you know, how the stuff gets in the plant and how it works inside the plant, but I talk about the different kinds of fertilizers you can buy generically, and how they operate and how to use them the proper way. And what I would do, is make a little band of this stuff underneath a plant that I was transplanting so that the roots would grow right into it. Wow. It really makes, it's great stuff. Great stuff.
Jeff, we have a caller that has a question about aerating the soil.
Yes.
Good morning. How can Jeff help you today? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
How can Jeff help you today?
You just said before that you shouldn't rototill your garden. I always wanted to know, I have used that natural alternatives grass fertilizer that has the mycorrhizas in it. I want to know, should I not aerate? I was going to aerate and seed this year, but will I likewise disturb the soil?
Well, let's talk about that. The only reason why you would need to aerate is if your soil has become very, very compacted and the grass is not doing well. So then you can certainly aerate. And aeration will help the mycelium that's underneath your yard, as long as you don't overdo it. So aeration is not harmful. It's not the same thing as rototilling, because obviously you leave most of the lawn is left intact. Now, are you going to plug aerate? Is that what you were thinking about doing?
No, I was just going to have the aerate machine, and I was going to put down fresh seed so that the seed kind of goes into the holes.
Yeah,
I found
yeah.
in the past that helps the seed grow because it catches the water and stuff.
Right, and you end up with a much thicker lawn when you do that.
Right.
Yeah, that certainly would work. I might depending on what kind of seed you're using, I might roll that seed in a mycorrhizal product or maybe roll it right in that Atosomus fertilizer. And you can, you know, coat the seed so that these microbes get working instantly as soon as roots form. So you might want to just sort of sprinkle some on or into the bag of the seed and roll it a little bit. So you coat it.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Yeah, just takes a little teeny bit of it. And, there's nothing wrong with aeration. It certainly doesn't hurt the same way that rototilling does.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate the phone call. Now, if you have a question, we've got another 15 minutes or so. Give us a call. The number here is 855-660-4261, then you can talk with Jeff.
See, that was a perfect example, that last question. If you know how the soil food web works, it doesn't matter what your problem is, what you want to do, what you're contemplating, you've got the informational background to do it the right way. So once that gentleman reads Teeming with Microbes and Teeming with Fungi and Teeming with Nutrients, he'll know anytime a problem develops in his garden, what he needs to do. Because it's very, very simple. This is the natural system that's run the terrestrial plant world up until 1945, when we started screwing the system up with chemicals, fertilizer chemicals, pesticides and herbicides. Before that, people were using the soil food web whether they knew it or not. And it's only been after 1945, when we started using a lot of these munitions that contain nitrogens in them, you know, that we started developing all these problems. All sorts of stuff was happening on the East Coast where you can't grow tomatoes or impatiens, you know, because we've got too much, bad fungus. And all of that stuff is because we've abandoned this natural soil food web system that's described in these books.
So by doing what you say, by using the mycorrhizae, the bacteria, the fungi, will that help to eliminate a lot of disease problems that are soil-borne?
Absolutely. And here's why. When you put down a good compost or a good bag of commercial soil, or commercial compost on the ground, that stuff contains so many microbes, number-wise, and so many different kinds of microbes, diversity-wise, that they keep the bad guys in check you know, they're all producing the bacteria, for example, they produce antibiotics. A lot of the antibiotics we use, all the antibiotics we use basically come from soil bacteria. And they're doing that. And if you have 35,000 different kinds of bacteria in your soil, which you do if you've got good compost, then you've got 35,000 different kinds of antibiotics being produced. And you've got such a diverse system that if there's something bad in there, it's going to get attacked. But if you destroy that system and only have, you know, no bacteria or one kind of bacteria or only bad bacteria, you get all messed up. It's the diversity and the numbers that come from the compost and the mulches that make the system work healthy.
So the secret is buy a product that contains these bacteria, like Dr. Earth, like
right.
Espoma, that
right.
put that bacteria, that fungi, the mycorrhizae in the package. So you're feeding your plant, you're feeding the microbes, and you get
right.
better results.
Absolutely.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Jeff Lowenfels. He is the person that will tell you everything that you need to know about the new technology of gardening, which is microbes, beneficial bacteria, and fungi. Jeff, we have a caller that has a question. Can you use a shovel instead of a rototiller? Caller?
Sure.
You're talking with Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for being on today.
Sure. Yeah, I understand. You certainly
Jeff,
can
is there?
Use a shovel. Yes, I am.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a... Yes.
Okay. Yes, I don't rototill my garden, but in the fall, after the garden's over, I use a spade and I turn it over to expose the weed seeds, and so they'll succumb during the winter. And then in the spring, I add my compost and manure and stuff, and then I spay that in. Does that break down the soil composition, or is
well,
it better
I think to do it? Yeah, I think it's a better way to do it. But first of all, by putting the compost down earlier in the fall, you're getting the opportunity for the microbes in the compost to work their way down into the soil. If you put it in on the spring, it takes a while for this to happen, so you're not getting the real full benefit. The other thing is the idea of shoveling the entire garden again, it doesn't break up the entire mycorrhizal network that's there. But it does discombobulate the soil food web. It does break up some of the, or a great deal of the soil food web. So rather than turn the soil over, why don't you just try putting the mulch and the compost on top of the soil at the end of the gardening season? Leave it there. The microbes and stuff will work their way into the soil. The weeds will be prevented from growing because of the mulch. Now, a lot of gardeners in Anchorage, Alaska, used to garden bare. Their gardens were always bare. And now I come along and I say, listen, nature has no bare soils. cover it all up. So if you have a constant mulch program on your garden beds with just the rows being exposed, you know, you're going to be feeding your garden continually. And you won't have to rototill because the microbes will work their way down 18 inches in about 6 months. You don't have to do anything. Worms will bring them down. All that kind of stuff happens. It happens automatically. There's no rototilling in nature. You really don't need to even shovel in the garden at all.
Okay, well, I maybe can save some work. My other thought was the soil gets pretty compacted. I mean, we have some pretty heavy clay soils.
Right.
And I feel by loosening it up, it allows the roots to penetrate deeper.
Well, you know, those roots will work their way in through even cement, you know. But you know, do it once. Put some organic material in once. And then after that, use mulches, compost teas, and compost extracts to add the material you need to break up that clay. But you really don't have to do it every year.
The other thing that you can add is some garden gypsum.
Mm-hmm.
And the garden gypsum will coat the individual particles of clay so they don't stick. And that will help to soften up the soil.
Okay, I do use wood ash. I don't know if that has the same effect, but...
Well, you really do. Organic material is what breaks up all of that stuff. And so, but you don't have to necessarily dig it in. I mean, I have friends who use nothing but compost tea, and they've converted clay into really usable soil. So, but putting the stuff on the soil, you've already dug enough of the stuff in. You've been doing this for a couple of years. Try the next fall, just leave everything on top of the soil. Don't even dig it in. And this spring, by all means, and even now if you can do it, depending on your weather, put mulch down right now and compost.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Save myself some work.
Yeah, I hope so. That's the whole idea behind teaming with microbes, and teaming with nutrients, and teaming with fungi.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what's going on so that you don't have to work so hard.
Right. And do you have time for one more just very quick question?
Yep.
I think we do.
Do organic fertilizers break down over a couple of years, in the container, or are they still potent enough to use?
They're still potent enough to use.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a great day and a great gardening season.
Thank you.
Hey, you too.
You too.
Good questions.
Okay. Bye-bye. Now, Jeff, during the year when people mow their lawns, when they weed the gardens, should they take the grass clippings, the weeds that they've pulled up and allowed to die, and use that as a mulch in their vegetable gardens to rebuild
absolutely
the soil?
Yeah, absolutely. As long as the weeds don't have any seeds in them, absolutely. And the grass, you know, as well, because what you're getting is the right kind of nitrogen by using that good green mulch. It provides the right nitrogen for your row crops.
Wonderful. Jeff, thank you so much for getting up real, real early and joining us. But go to Amazon, go to your local bookstore. It's the Teaming, T-E-A-M-I-N-G, trilogy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.